T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You ready, B? Let's go get 'em.
Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Eyes behind shades, this necklace the reason all of my days been blind days, but today I got my Ferrowiz girl with me.
Guys, you're planning your next vacation? Let JetBlue Vacations take you there. Go to the tickets contest page, click JetBlue Vacations Weekend Trip Getaway, and register for your chance to win a JetBlue Vacations package, 2 round trip travel certificates, and a $1,000 certificate for a hotel, car rental, or activities. Blackout dates and terms and conditions apply. We'll also have your chance to win $1,000 coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, so be listening for that. We'll give you a code word. You text that on in, and that's that. Bang. Bang. Ryan Tannehill is starting at quarterback again. He is the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. I believe we all had week 8 as the time he was going to start.
But it's due early. To injury.
I thought it was going to be injury. I didn't think that Mariota was going to get straight a bench, but he is. They've decided to make the change.
Remember something? They were saying that in the preseason, though, that Ryan Tannehill looked better.
I do you think they stick with him for the rest of the season, though?
I don't know.
It's twofold. You know what time it is, right? It's that time where you have to decide whether you're going to pay your quarterback.
Ooh.
So that's why, I mean, you go, oh, you think you're going to stick with him? Well, yeah, if they don't want to pay Mariota.
I don't think you can invest in Mariota. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that.
There is
like,
a lot of that.
Like, let me ask you.
This is what drives me nuts about the position. I don't understand why you have to invest in the quarterback like people do.
Here, because they are afraid if they wait and don't do it early and the quarterback has a big year, now you're paying way more. So, for example, like, did they have to pay Jared Goff?
No.
Like, is he, like, granted, there's a couple of things in play here. One, if your contract is the next contract, you're going to get more money at that position.
100%.
And it has nothing to do with how talented you are. For example, the highest paid quarterback isn't the best quarterback.
Right.
So don't get that screwed up with it. That being said, I'm looking at the Rams and I'm thinking, are they really making sound decisions? Because they are throwing out a boatload of money and making a boatload of trades. And it's not like, is it working?
I mean, it went to the Super Bowl last year.
Okay.
That pass interference.
Okay, think about this.
Okay, they went to the
championship game. Think about this. Okay, you think of the money you have paid and the trade you have made based on the fact that you went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now break it down with how you went to the Super Bowl. Do you have to like say, hold on, we need to make.
I mean, they had a lot of very well-known veterans on that defense, so it's not surprising. Like that's why I always say, like, the defensive shelf life, it's just not long in this league, and especially the way they did. I mean, obviously they have Aaron Donald, who's tremendous,
right.
But you know, they went and traded for Dante Fowler. They lost Ndamukong Suh. Aqib Talib is on IR, and then they go and make the switch for Ramsey. I mean, I think they're probably looking at it from the standpoint of that's the best way to revamp, and they're going to be picking. You know, I imagine that they're going to pick anywhere from mid to low anyway.
It's
probably better just going off and getting Jalen Ramsey guaranteed if you're gonna, and you can go and pay that.
You backed yourself like. I don't understand where all this money's come from because you just backed yourself into a corner where now you're going to have the highest paid quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Quarterback, running back, which both seem like they're going to be
D-lineman
tough investments.
And running back.
Yep.
All guys.
And
because you know, of all those guys, Aaron Donald was going to be the highest paid, and you know Jalen Ramsey is going to be the highest paid.
Yeah, and they have the highest paid running back.
And the most guaranteed money out of quarterback. Or did it go to, it was either him or Wentz, right?
I don't know, but they paid him a lot.
Right.
They paid him a lot.
It. Who can afford that? Like, we're talking about, like, in basketball, you can maybe have three max guys. Football, all the other guys got to be making $2.
Yeah, but then you think about it, it's like, well, who is going to be, who else are they going to pay on that team anyway?
I would say this, is that it just seems like they did, made a lot of sudden moves early when they didn't have to, and is gonna bite them. Because, like, okay, you better start talking to Jalen Ramsey now.
I'm sure they wouldn't. I'm pretty sure. You know what I think, though? I think they don't make that trade if they don't have a wink-wink with them. I'm pretty sure.
Jacksonville had a wink-wink.
No, I don't think they did. I think that's probably what was the problem. They didn't wink-wink until it was too late. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I'm just a mustachioed man alone with my sixth round pick, with his wacky shirts and his bandanas.
Somebody pointed out, Jalen, who's more important, cornerback or left tackle?
Quarterback?
Cornerback.
Left tackle.
Left tackle. Okay. Because
do you disagree?
The Dolphins got more for their left tackle than they got for a cornerback.
Yeah,
I mean, they also have to throw in Kenny Stills too. I mean, it's a little.
I mean, the thing is I believe that if you only have a left tackle, you're in trouble.
Right.
But you can only have a corner, and still.
Let's be honest. They got the same though. Like nobody who cares about the actual throw-ins, right? Like they got the two first round picks is what you're going after, and also in that situation. Jacksonville was in a bit more of a squeeze because dude was refusing to play for him. That wasn't the case with Laremy Tunsil. Laremy Tunsil, Houston just wouldn't stop. What's the call sound like, Robbie?
Brr, brr.
They wouldn't stop doing that until basically they were like, fine, we'll trade you Laremy Tunsil. And then Chris Greer came out and he lied. And he's like, yeah, Tunsil walked by my office. And he goes, I'd trade me for that. That story didn't happen.
That's a fake story
Chris Greer told.
That has to be a whopper.
It's a whopper.
Because he's also the same guy that, you know, admitted to a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. And I'm sure if he had said that, it would have been out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder if anybody ever asked him, like in Houston, because I don't know how many press conferences.
I don't think Houston cares.
I don't know how many press conferences Laremy Tunsil's holding. So. But I'd like to know.
You think any team is allowing him to have a press conference?
I think people probably have, but I don't know how many people are going to talk to the left tackle. Like, if we texted Beasley, how many times have you talked to Laremy Tunsil in a scrum over his Dolphins tenure? He'd probably give us, what, like three? They probably talk to him, like, what, once a year, twice a year?
Not even, because they probably tried to get to him when he first came in, because all them stories he told on TV sound juicy. Yes, I did.
You guys want
all the money?
Yes, I mean, they just
was that you taking those glasses?
Nope.
on television, right before he got drafted, just on the Jumbotron, they just showed him in a gas mask. Like, this is why he's fallen.
Anyways, we had baseball yesterday. Nationals go into the World Series. They sweep the Cards, winning Game 4 yesterday, 7-4.
What an ass-kicking that series was.
Yeah. Yes.
And I didn't even realize it was happening.
When the playoffs started, did you see Washington doing this?
No.
Not a sweep.
Nope.
I mean, did you see him getting this far?
I mean, they had to get past the Dodgers, but yeah. And then they had to come back from 3 runs down in the wild card game.
Right.
I mean, good for them. And the Astros, they take game 3 of the ALCS over the Yankees 4-1. Good for them.
We may have a precarious situation tonight because there's weather pending for tonight's baseball game.
They're not
game.
Playing tonight.
Nah, they're planning to move that. And plus, they don't have to worry now, I think, about the NLCS scheduling.
Right,
I think that was the big conflict.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure that they're not going to even risk it.
So you guys may be wondering, what are you going to do for action tonight? There's football tonight. There's Sunbelton, South Alabama.
Excuse me?
Sunbelton.
It's not Maction. It's in the Sun Belt.
And what channel is Sunbelton on?
It's on ESPN2.
Man, Sun Belch. Can they we really, do better than Sun Belch?
They'll really throw anything on ESPN for gambling now, huh?
Troy against South Alabama. Troy's giving 15 points at home.
Yeah, you know what?
Wondering.
Tonight might be a night where I'm binging a little bit of Power. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, chop suey is a thing?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
What did you think it was?
Just scrolling through my breakfast menu, and it said chop suey.
Yeah, I got the breakfast timer right now at, let's see.
I told you it's going to hit at least 22 minutes.
15 minutes, 18 seconds.
I'll be at the Hebrews Steak and Bourbon night tonight, so I won't be watching.
Steak and Bourbon?
Yeah, we have a big Steak and Bourbon night tonight.
What kind of steaks?
Some good steaks. I didn't pick them. I don't know. But they're from what I hear, they're really good. And we got a guy that comes in that demos all sorts of bourbons.
Yeah. Why you always have a guy? Like, guys come in. Y'all don't do nothing yourself?
He's one of our members.
Okay, there we go. It's all
we
time.
Have a,
There we go.
It's just like we were at the poker tournament, and the guy that was running the poker tournament's like, "Hey, anyone know a doctor around here at the temple?" And I'm like, "Yeah, there's probably 17 of them in that room over there."
Keep it in house.
Well, yeah, we got a guy. We got a guy that does steaks. We got a guy that does bourbon.
By any chance, is the guy that comes over to your house and charge you millions of dollars to see your scratch?
Remember the temple.
By the way, I was wrong. It wasn't Sun Belch. They call it the Fun Belt.
The what?
The Fun Belt. That's what you got.
Get out of here. Right?
That one I didn't make up.
Even Toby got annoyed by sports.
Fun Belt. Yeah. All right. Steak and Bourbon tonight at the Temple if you want to go slide into my DM.
I'm trying to figure
I hope
out.
They had the game on.
I'm trying to figure out right now who is mourning Tobin, Leroy, and Beast in Tennessee because I want to know what the debate is now on Tannehill.
Well, we have a station in Memphis, I think it is. It's like one of our top sports stations.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Brad Carson, I think, runs that station.
They hate him down here. But up in
Tennessee,
they probably love him.
Titans play in Nashville or Memphis?
Nashville.
I got to tell you.
But if you're in Memphis, that's your team, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to know what sucks? Forget L.A. and playing in that little bitty stadium.
Yeah.
When Tennessee first moved from Houston to there, we played at Vanderbilt.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
We played at Vanderbilt. I'm like, what are these accommodations?
Let me roll through this. The Jags traded Jalen Ramsey to the Rams for a 2020 and 2021 first-round pick and a 2021 fourth-round pick.
Sad face.
Tannehill is going to start for the Titans this week. And the big news out of heat camp is that Tyler Herro is the next Klay Thompson.
He's a god amongst men.
Also, there may or may not have been a video leaked of Udonis Haslem wearing a...
It's not may or may not. Like, why are you doing that?
Because I claimed an oath.
Okay. Well, guess what?
Yes.
The oath has been broken by Twitter because you can't say there's may or may not be a video.
When everybody can pull up the video.
There is a video of Udonis Haslem.
You know what? I'm going to retweet it from the 790 ticket account.
Oh, my God. Why?
People got to know. What am I gonna do? Just sit on news? Sorry, you guys couldn't keep your jerseys secret. They look awesome. What a heartbreaking thing.
Can I get one that says Beast on it, please?
You like those or the pink ones? The hot.
I like the blue ones best. If I had to rank, I go black, white, blue, pink.
Oh, you think the pink ones are the worst?
Best of the worst. I like them. But if I had to rank amongst...
But if you were to buy a jersey, you got to get that hot pink one.
I have a black Wade one.
If that color is true.
Yep.
I'm neither confirming nor denying.
It is. You're being annoying.
Minus one.
There's a story as to why they went in that direction.
Why?
Because if it is true, I don't know. But
let's just call our guy.
I'm theorizing that what they're trying to do is go more from like Miami Knights... to Miami Days.
Okay. Nobody cares about Miami Days. It's only about Miami Knights.
No.
They don't call it the South Beach Flu for nothing.
They're talking about basking on the beach, soaking in the sun.
The games are indoors.
They want to bring you.
You know what this is?
Do you see that promo shoot?
You know what this is? Yeah.
By the water. Yeah.
Here's what I saw.
Oh, don't you?
You mean the promo shoot that didn't happen according to you?
Correct.
No. Hold on.
Don't.
I'm going to just throw this out.
Please don't.
Please.
Don't.
It's just a little one.
No.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
You give me a little. I'm gonna be same punishment.
It's not defamation in any way, shape, or form.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I feel a disturbance.
So you mean the promo with the guy least likely to be handling the ball like that? That has nothing to do with. That's not defamation of UD.
Yeah, it is defamation.
It is not.
It is defamation.
Okay,
it had negative intent.
When was the last time UD brought a ball up a basketball court?
Coming up next.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
Us.
Some Heat trade rumors.
If they would have shot the ball
up next.
And he was standing underneath the rim.
Got your chance to win $1,000 coming up.
This sounds like Robbie joined up and did a collabo with the guys from Revenge of the Nerds.
You know what this is, right?
No.
It's a Miami Vice thing.
Oh.
For the Heat, alleged new uniforms.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, now I do. There we go.
That's what we had in the system.
Is this Harold Faltermeyer?
No, it's Jed Hammer.
Oh, that's right, Jed Hammer. The other guy.
By the way, with these Heat new Miami Days, are they only allowed to wear these jerseys for day games?
No.
That's what they're promoting?
No.
Allegedly, these are the uniforms.
I just sent a message out to all Tennessee Sports Radio.
Oh, what'd you do now?
I just want to give them all a shout-out. Shout-out to Tennessee Sports Radio shows. Good luck on your first day of Is Ryan Tannehill a Good Quarterback shows. Godspeed. You guys enjoy that. Here's the answer. He's fine. He's fine. He's not great. He's not bad. He's not terrible. He's just all right. His knee's kind of jacked up. Maybe he's better than Mariota. Maybe they're the same if everything works out right. Who knows? Give that ball to that behemoth Derrick Henry. You'll be all right. Still probably going to be 8-8. I don't know what to tell you. That's how it's going to roll. And good luck with that conundrum.
The last thing Beast needs is steak and bleeping bourbon.
What's wrong with that? Seems healthy to me.
Ooh, what happens?
Hearing it? Tell me.
If Tua demands the number 13.
No way.
He's retired.
You give it to him.
No.
You give it to him.
Do you have rules?
I think you give it to him.
That is, well, wait. If you give Tua 13, that's worse than any blasphemy I could commit against UD.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
What if Dan Marino says it's okay?
Would you give somebody number 3?
Don't be silly.
Okay, that's the football version of that.
Don't be silly.
That's the football version of that.
Yeah. But I would say it only comes with the cat. It's like the what is it? Dwayne Haskins and
Joe
Theismann.
Not even close.
Well, Joe Theismann got upset. He's like, "Really? Are you gonna take my number?" All right, I guess. Because he wasn't cool with it. But if Marino's cool with it. And I don't think Tua is going to ask for number 13. I think he'll know coming in. Don't worry about it. I'm picking my new number. But if he did, I feel like negotiations could be open.
You think they know?
You guys know my boy Harold, right?
Yeah.
When
sure.
I got to Minnesota,
yeah,
he was wearing 33.
Yeah.
Right. He says, "You want the number?" I said, "Dude, you a special teamer. I'm a baller. I can put on any number. I ain't paying you for that number."
So you went to 44?
Yep. With a big old 33 tattooed on my arm.
I don't feel like football numbers are as big a deal as.
But really?
Yeah, because there's so many.
Wait,
yo,
no.
They don't really retire football jerseys.
No.
Well, wait
okay,
a minute. Like,
wait, you think any person will ever wear 12 in New England?
No.
Okay.
But the Dolphins only have 3 retired numbers.
As it should be.
They have a ton of guys in the Ring of Honor.
But 13 is one of them.
It is.
13 is one of them.
It's 13.
12
and 39.
That's it.
That's how it should be, like
the ones no one should wear for the Dolphins.
I think if you go to the Hall of Fame, your jersey should be retired.
Even in football?
Yeah.
Tough.
No, it's not.
JT's not retired yet, but no, I don't think
nobody should wear it. I don't think anybody has worn 99.
Soon as you go to the Hall of Fame.
I feel like people have worn.
Oh, no.
By the way, can we all agree on one thing? And maybe I'm wrong on this, and tell me if I'm wrong. But
yes, you're wrong.
The Canes should retire 26. No one should wear 26.
For Sean?
Yeah.
Redskins did. Remember, that was the whole thing with Landon Collins this season. Because I saw him this weekend. I was like, oh, that ended up not being a thing. He's not wearing 21. He was wearing number 20.
Just can we do that or no? Because I know Gervin Hall wears it now, but like it's weird to me.
Sometimes, in all fairness,
it's also weird that the kicker's wearing 47.
There's so many players
in college. They double up numbers in college.
I know that. But can we like?
How about this one? I said, hey, can I get my number? You know, yes, you can get 33. There was two of us.
Oh,
the other guy was a kicker.
Well, the Canes have so many numbers that there's, is it KJ Osborne? Well, when he goes on special teams,
he has to put on this.
They have to go put on like a separate jersey.
That. Yeah. Well, here's like, it doesn't take rocket science, dude. There's more than 100 guys.
Yeah, you have guys wearing 101.
Remember? Yeah, we should just go. You know what number you can't wear? 00. They had a guy wearing it for Houston when I was growing up, and they nixed that. Can't wear 00.
I saw somebody on the Yankees wearing 0 in the playoffs. I thought that was weird because the Yankees don't have like any single digit numbers left. They're all gone.
Oh yeah, it was a pitcher. It was a pitcher.
It was weird. Zero. It was, well, first of all, I find pitchers that wear single digit numbers weird to begin with. That's normally a double digit position.
Now pinching on the mound.
There's only
oh.
Do you know there's only 4 Canes and have their players retired?
That have the numbers retired?
Yep. Number 10, George Mira.
Okay.
Number 42, Jim Dooley. God, that goes back to the 50s.
Even they count those years.
Yeah, number
everybody eight, count those years but y'all.
Number 89, the Mad Stork, Ted Hendricks. And number 14, Vinny Testaverde.
So they must have come to a point, though, where they said they're not doing it anymore. Because there's certainly guys who
deserve
it.
Around after Vinny Testaverde, because
Ted Hendricks is probably the, like, that's a no-brainer.
I mean, he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's one of the best ever.
I think you win a Heisman, your jersey gets retired. So I would say Gino Toretta
should have had his jersey retired?
Correct.
Even though we all know that.
Correct.
So you don't even think that that should be broached with Tua? Like there can't even be negotiation with Dan.
There's no way.
There's no option.
No chance.
Uh-uh.
Dude, you call out.
What if Dan doesn't care?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So if Dan doesn't care, then the next guy, and what if Jason Taylor cares? Like, don't put him in the spot.
I'm saying he doesn't care. I'm saying he comes out and he says, I don't care. He wants to wear it. Like
there have been situations where a jersey hasn't been retired, but the other teammates won't let you wear it. They put pressure on you not to wear it.
Right.
So.
And Dan Marino might say he doesn't care just because he doesn't want to be a jerk. Like, he deep down inside
it looks bad.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like looks bad if he says
you can't wear my jersey.
Right. It shouldn't even be brought to his attention.
I think this probably happened with the Heat with Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler, I probably think Jimmy Butler wanted to wear number 23, and it's stupidly retired by Michael Jordan.
We need to, you know.
No, that's not. No, no, no.
You couldn't even wear Hassan Whiteside's number.
That doesn't count.
Listen.
Like
to me.
That right there is the most ridiculous thing ever. So nobody on your team could wear 23 because you retired a guy who didn't even wear 23 for your team.
Riley's greatest mistake.
What time's our next 15 minutes of Heat?
In 15 minutes,
whatever you want.
I don't know. Not paying Dwayne Wade might have been up there.
Yeah.
That's number two. Michael Jordan's number two.
Well, I saw. Did you guys see that? It's the Kings, the Los Angeles Kings. They have a petition that the team has listened to. There's a banner for Taylor Swift up in the rafters of the Staples Center.
Why?
Because yeah.
Most sold-out shows.
So it's like Madison Square Garden has the same thing for Billy Joel.
We have one for Mark Anthony.
I think they took that down. I don't think it's up there anymore. But yes, we did have one for Mark Anthony.
Right.
Well, they had so many people sign this petition because they believe it's a jinx. Like, since they've been there, they've not made the playoffs or they've been bounced early. So they've gotten the Kings to agree to cover the banner. I want this to happen with the Michael Jordan jersey. I want signatures, and
Can't
I want a petition started.
Down?
Yeah, well, if not come down, I just want it covered during games. I just don't take it down. If no games are going on, let it be up there. I want it draped over. I don't want it there anymore.
And no Heat players wore number 23 since they did that?
No.
Nope, it's retired.
No.
That's stupid.
And a big confusion is, because there's a Marino jersey up there, 13 is honored by the Heat. It is not retired. So plenty of people have worn 13.
Like, the Canes have the Ring of Honor, right?
Yes.
But only 4 of those guys have their number retired. The rest of the guys are just being honored. Their numbers are not retired.
That's fine.
We can honor Michael Jordan's greatness without retiring the damn number.
Riley retired it.
If you win the Heisman in college football,
or go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame,
or go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame,
yeah,
retired. End of discussion.
But you know how Brent mentioned the Yankees? Like, you'll get into a position where you run out of numbers.
Yeah,
well, no, you won't.
Yes, you will.
You're going to win that many. There's going to be that many Heismans out there?
The Yankees have no single-digit players anymore. Yankees.
Okay, but that's fine. And?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
You only got 25 guys. Pick another number.
Start wearing letters.
It's ridiculous.
Could Tua get 13.2?
Why don't we do triple digits?
Why not decimals?
Really? Because the guys wearing the big numbers like that are tiny.
Is there?
The 80s?
Why can't we do decimals?
A half, a fraction.
You know what I think is cool in hockey? I think the bigger the number.
13 and one-fifth?
In hockey, the bigger the number, the cooler it is. So, like, Bobrovsky, 72.
Well, Gretzky, 99.
99.
66.
Like, the high number. Yeah,
68.
The high, 68 for Yags.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those. I like those. When you wear a really big number in hockey, that's cool.
Bork went to 77 from 7 because of Esposito.
Of course he went with Bork.
God, I'm dating myself.
Of course he did. Sully.
Love Ray Bork. My best favorite
athlete. Heat trade. We're coming back. Heat trade rumor. Heat trade. Juicy trade rumor.
Well,
juicy trade rumor. Next. Guys, on November 13th, all of us here on The Ticket and our sister stations are going to be broadcasting live from the American Airlines Arena as we participate in the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon. We are bringing together the power of the Miami Heat, the hope of Miami Cancer Institute, and you, all for one purpose, to build a world without cancer. Tune in all day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll hear inspiring stories from cancer survivors and Miami Cancer Institute researchers and physicians all live throughout the day. Heat players and coaches are going to join us as well. Let's come together as a community and join the Heat and help cure the fight against cancer. It's up to us, all of us. Because it's us versus cancer. For more information and to get a much-needed donation in, go to heathelpcure.org.
I got to tell you, Chef Yank is not what I would have chosen for a restaurant name.
You're still on the breakfast debate, huh? Like, this is still going on?
Yeah.
We're just perusing.
You're just perusing the area? We don't have much show left. Like, it's more than
this
halfway.
This is right in breakfast wheelhouse.
No, usually you get 2 hours.
No, if you guys haven't decided by 7:15, you're not getting breakfast.
Oh, we are. Right. Now I'm pot committed.
He's on a mission.
It's gonna be a post show breakfast.
No,
it's gonna be a post show breakfast. So Heat fans got all angry yesterday.
Why?
So I was listening on the I was driving down yesterday and I had on the old Low Post podcast. You had Jeff Van Gundy and Zach Lowe was Tuesday. So Zach Lowe was just throwing some stuff out there.
Ooh,
throwing some stuff out there about some possible trades that could go down. And he is he made note that he thinks, in his opinion, he's very high on the Miami Heat. Zach Lowe thinks that this
Heat
team...
Yeah, he picked them three, didn't he?
He thinks they could be as high as a three seed this year. So he thinks highly of their roster. But he is throwing out there an idea that he thinks could improve the Heat. And that possibility is trading for Kyle Lowry. Why are you looking at me like that?
Excuse me?
He thinks that is trading for Kyle Lowry.
No. What do you think the first thing that came to mind?
With you, I think you went, he's too big to be here.
Philly cheese.
Right there.
The first.
Right there. Like, Kyle Lowry is not with us today. He has to get Heat shape.
Yeah, he has to be. He's going to be banished.
Right.
Well,
come on.
Here's Zach Lowe. This is courtesy of the Low Post podcast. And here's what he had to say on the Heat possibly trading for Kyle Lowry.
If you put Kyle Lowry in Miami for Goran Dragic's expiring contract, some filler money, and an asset, Miami with Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, and the rest of that supporting cast is a dangerous team. I don't think they can win the East. I don't think they can win a second-round playoff series, but they're a dangerous team. I just don't know where Toronto's head is at. And take Miami. So it has to be Goran Dragic, who, by the way, is not just an expiring contract. He's good. He's an important part of their team,
exactly.
if healthy. Goran Dragic plus filler money plus an asset. And then you ask yourself, what's the asset? What's the asset? I don't think it's going to be Tyler Hero, who has destroyed the preseason. I don't think Toronto is going to care enough about the first available Miami Heat first-round pick, which could be 2025.
Okay, so that's he doesn't think it's that. Now, he goes on to mention a certain somebody that he thinks could be the swing in not only the Lowry trade, but in a lot of Heat trades.
And then I just keep coming back to Justice Winslow. And that is a really, really interesting. He is going to be the swing piece, I think, in a lot of trade talks for the Heat this year. And when you look at Justice Winslow and Kyle Lowry, the Heat have to ask themselves, as good as Kyle Lowry is, as well as he fits with Jimmy Butler, do we want to be in the business of trading 23-year-olds for 33-year-olds? That's it. Justice Winslow's good. He's weird. His position is weird. Is he a point guard? Is he a power forward? Is he both? Is his three-point shooting, which has been pretty damn good the last 2 years, is it real? Does it translate when people start guarding him more closely? He's a weird player, but I think the weirdness has shrouded that he's good and he's young and he can defend every position, and that is super, super valuable. And if Kyle Lowry ends up being not available, let's say that the Raptors start 20-10 and say, we're rolling it, victory lap, let's take it for the season. I don't know who is the piece that Miami is going to get with that kind of trade package that changes their teams.
All right, so you boys into that, trading for Kyle Lowry and
again,
having Justice
time
Winslow
do we
be
have?
Part of it?
How much time do we have?
How much time do we have what?
To get him ready.
Oh, in shape?
Yeah.
I think you kind of just got to take him as is. Like, I think in Lowe's scenario, I think it's a midseason trade is what he's talking about.
Now,
so let's say he's in basketball shape for him.
Here's what I like about him. Decent defender. So he does fit the mold of if they want to lock some stuff down, then you have a guy who can play defense from the point guard position.
Mm-hmm. He's been also the last 5 seasons. Like, he has been.
When I say Kyle Lowry, do you think perennial all-star?
He is, though. Like,
yeah.
You're a five-time all-star, you're a perennial all-star.
You know what I mean.
No.
You know what I mean.
What do you mean?
He did get weasel in 1 year overweight because of damn Justin Bieber.
Okay, how about this? When you think there's a guy I got to have on my team because he's a difference maker, because he's a perennial all-star, does it move the needle? Does it get you?
It doesn't get my juices
okay.
flowing.
So that's what I mean by when I say, oh, he's a perennial all-star, we got to have him. Mm-hmm. Of all the other guys that have the same accolades as him, people are scratching and clawing, figuring out how can I get him on my team, but not him. Let me ask you a question. Him or Bledsoe?
Oh, I'd take Lowry.
Okay.
I'd take Lowry.
Then
I don't trust Bledsoe.
Okay. Then, because some people in recent years have said you can't trust Kyle Lowry.
Oh, no. Well, he's openly admitted like he's been a head case in the playoffs, but they won. You know, like that can't be taken away. I know Kawhi was the best player, but he was still good for them.
Now, just won a championship.
Faggot syndrome? You think he's coming back fat guy's room?
What? Now, here's the kicker, though.
You think he, like...
You only got him for 1 year, 2 years.
Yeah, you have him for, let's say, midseason this year, and he's under contract
for
next year.
Are you willing to trade an asset for just those 2 years? He has to move the needle if you're going to do that. If you're going to get rid of a Justice Winslow, or you're going to get rid of somebody like that, he has to move the needle.
I'm kind of surprised. Like, I don't think the Heat would put assets in the trade for him. Because you're putting in a position like what you're basically doing is you're almost like having Goran in for an extra year. And I guess it's better than losing Goran for nothing. You know, if the idea is you're not going to keep Goran past this year and you don't like the free agent class from next year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just kind of when I heard it on the way down, I was just kind of like, I'm not in on it. And I'm certainly not in on it trading Justice Winslow. I feel like Justice Winslow, if he is going to be a part of a deal, that's not the deal I want him being a part of. That's not what I envision. But it is interesting hearing Zach Lowe say, kind of to the fruition, I don't think it's going to be Tyler Hero. That guy's connected, and I think that there's a big sentiment that they are not moving off of Tyler Hero. I don't know. It's pretty bananas to me. Because it just goes against goes against a lot of the things that they've been about.
And it's not in line with what you would do. You trade him in a heartbeat.
I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that because I would trade him in a heartbeat for Bradley Beal, and that's not an insult. That's you know, this is what I knew was going to happen when you brought up the subject on Tuesday.
Because
you were going to hold it over my head that I traded Tyler Hero for Bradley Beal.
Look who's lashing out.
Stranger danger!
And you were going to say that I can't enjoy any of the Tyler Hero stuff because you're like, you trade him in a heartbeat. That's not true. All right? You made me trade him, and I had to make a decision, and I'm not going to weasel out.
Minus one for lashing out.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll take it. Worth it.
Minus one.
Man, the aggression.
I mean, jeez.
The workplace environment.
It's not even 8 o'clock yet.
The workplace environment got a little frosty up in here.
I mean, jeez.
You guys don't even have your breakfast yet.
I'm about to pull the trigger.
Okay. Well, I mean, just let me know where.
Texter writes in, Lowry is a piece of bleep.
Pancreas.
I'd rather have Goron than Lowry. I'd keep Winslow over Lowry. Out on Lowry. He's broken in the head. Shrinks in big games. Wouldn't take him if he was free.
Wait. Now, keep in mind. I'm going to just throw this out there.
Nope.
You know.
Nope. Hell no.
You have just confirmed, Texter, that you're willing to keep Fiddler Crab over Lowry.
Lowry is $40 million. Hell to the no. Disappears in the playoffs. Last year was all Leonard. Look at the previous years when he was
with DeRozan. He gets no credit for last year?
Lowry was a mental bleep. F that bleep.
Maybe he got over the hump.
They were really good last year without Kawhi Leonard in the games that he didn't play. It was like 17-5 or something like that.
Why is this even a discussion? He brings up this trade scenario, then makes every point why the Heat shouldn't do it. He's just it's a just throwing it out there Tuesday, sir. That's why. You get wacky on a just throwing it out there Tuesday. And today it's a spitballing Wednesday.
Ooh, speaking of triggered, Toby must be salty about Ramsey dipping out. Nah, he's not.
I'm a little really? Sad. I'm a little sad. But I knew. I knew when he didn't play this weekend. Right. I knew it was happening.
And not only that, he's way on the West Coast. You're never going to see him.
Never.
It's not like the NBA. They don't play 10:30 games.
Whatever, man. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.